I think the speakers tonight adequately express the dilemma we're in. You know, and frankly, I think myself that it was a mistake that we ever let World Changers distribute Bibles in our schools, because I think this outcome was inevitable at some point. And I know a number of other members of the board feel similarly because they've expressed that before, and I'll let them speak for themselves. But, you know, when you really think about it, folks, we've had speakers, if you were listening carefully, who were upset at us because we were not going to let Bibles and religious materials into the schools anymore. We've had speakers upset at us because we were not closing the forum to everybody, and I'm not even sure they recognized it, but we had some speakers who were agreeing with speakers who disagreed with them on the other side without really recognizing that the speaker who spoke before them was really on the opposite side of the issue of them. I will say this, and it's probably totally unnecessary to say this, but this board has been fully briefed on the legal issues. We have a fine legal team. I think many of us have actually read the case law decisions. I do hope that we don't get sued by any groups that want to compel the distribution of religious materials, because this board has not weighed in on the issue yet, but I've listened carefully to this discussion over 2 years. And I am almost certain, as I've ever been on any issue that ever has come before this board, that if we do lose in federal court, and a federal court says that this is content-based discrimination, that the reaction of this board will be to close the forum to all groups. Now, that would make some folks out there happy. It would not make me happy. I personally want to allow the Pop Warner football leagues to distribute football sign-ups in our schools. I want the little leagues to be able to distribute little league flyers in our schools. I want the YMCA to be able to promote its programs. I want the Holocaust Center to be able to promote its programs. I can go on and on and on, but I want those groups. I want the Boys and Girls Club to be able to talk about the great programs they're offering after school. That will be the reaction. We will not vote. I'm almost certain. We will not vote to open up the forum to everybody and to let the Satanic Temple distribute materials, atheists to distribute materials, Bibles to be distributed. That will not be our response if we lose in federal court. Our response will be to close the forum to all. I think that would be an injustice to our community and all the great organizations out there that provide wonderful, wonderful programs for our students. So I hope it doesn't come to that. We will vigorously defend the suit if it does. We'll defend it with our own in-house counsel, I believe, and we may use some outside counsel that specializes in this issue. But some things are worth fighting for, and I think it's worth fighting for those community groups to allow them to continue to distribute their Little League football, baseball flyers, football flyers, to allow the YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club and all those other dozens of other wonderful organizations for our children to distribute their flyers. And I think it would be an absolute tragedy if we have to close it to all those organizations.